Good evening, and welcome to our January 2020 session of Ask the Archangels. We will be on sabbatical now for the next couple of months, and we'll be back on April the 7th, 2020. And please make a note that when we do come back, the starting time will be 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, again, which is an hour earlier than normal. And also, as a little special announcement, our special guest this evening will be Archangel Michael. Now, of course, the Archangels have requested that the questions tonight only be about the topic presented and not about personal issues. This is the benefit of the entire group. Remember, when you would like to ask a question, please hit star 6 and the number 1 to be put in the queue. By the way, these sessions are being recorded and will be put up on our website within a couple of days. So now, let's all take a deep breath and assist Joan in bringing forth our wonderful friend and mentor, Archangel Michael.
Well, hello, everyone. This is Joan. Before we get started this evening, there are a couple of things that I would like to talk about. For a couple of weeks now, Lord Metatron and Lord Michael have been talking to me about doing this particular Archangel session. Not only is this the beginning of a new year, but it's the beginning of a whole new decade. These next 10 years will be nothing like what you've experienced in the past. As you enter this decade, you will do so consciously and with a level of awareness that may surprise you. Many of you have been diligently working to clear out some final distortions that limit you from creating many changes. And you don't fully understand that, but you do understand that it is required of you to be creating your life experience in harmony with your soul energy. In this decade, you will create many changes that you do not comprehend at this time. So now, let's get centered in this present moment. Let go of all the thoughts and the events of this day, and be very centered in your heart, fully conscious and fully aware, but in a state of calmness and neutrality, having no expectation, but just being very present in this moment. Take a deep breath and welcome Archangel Michael. Greetings. It is I, Michael. I am present with you now as an archangel and also as a Lord of Light. I transmit to you at this moment great light from the creative realm of Source. I hold the perfection and the integrity of this Source vast creative energy. You have been diligently working, beloveds, to achieve a coherent and harmonious state of being as you experience life on Earth. Many of you have also been working on healing the fragmentation in your mental emotional body. This brings coherency in your mental emotional body, as well as a merging of that body into a unified functioning. Your mental and emotional body are not two separate bodies. They were intended to function as a unit to help you create reality in a form. When the fall of consciousness occurred, the consciousness of Earth and humanity began to decline. As that consciousness declined, a belief in separation began to take hold. This affected both your consciousness as well as your entire physical body's functioning. Many of you have been working on bringing together a coherent, effective working of your physical as well as your mental, emotional body. As it stands now, as you enter this new decade, you see that you have accomplished a lot of clearing of many of the distortions. You've already accomplished this. You've worked hard over the last several years. As you enter this new decade, you will find so many opportunities that present themselves for you to create in a fuller alignment with you as a divine being of light. You have heard many times that you cannot take your third dimensional body or your third dimensional body and your baggage into fifth dimension. This is accurate. Does this limit you? Absolutely not. You will have many opportunities to clear out the residual distortions that may remain and hamper your conscious growth into light. Many of you may find this first quarter a little challenging. These challenges will be very visible. You will know that you must clear them. This time will be quite different because you see them and know them for what they are, as minor distortions, and you know exactly where they come from. These anomalies can be disengaged almost instantly by just recognizing them, noting, I see that, and I choose differently. This is a decade of tremendous light energy that will influence the earth in ways that will provide a different environment for you to create your life experience. This new energy will begin to flow as this first full moon of the decade begins to stream the light energy that is needed. This light influx brings forth beautiful emanations from the creative realms of Source. This light shines through the consciousness that has not been available to you previously.
It comes forth not only from your sun and your moon, but it comes forth from the sun itself. It brings with it a consciousness through the central sun consciousness of Christ consciousness. And when the moon shines, it presents an opportunity for you to be conscious, whether it's daylight or nighttime, that these energies continually stream forth into you as a Christed being, but also into the planet itself. Mother Earth is rising to a fuller potential in creating an environment for all humans to manifest their Christed nature. So this is what we see now happening as you enter into this next decade. There will be opportunities that show themselves to you on a consistent basis, but they will also show to you any distortions that surface, and it is up to you to clear out those fragments of distortion. So you will find this first quarter There will be many ups and downs. You will find that not only do you have awarenesses and opportunities to create your life in a wonderful expression that is in harmony with your soul potential, but you will also be shown any distortions that remain. Nothing major, but fragments that are up to you to clear. So, this is why I have come to, first of all, give you this message. And secondly, to ask you to make a plan for yourself in this next quarter. How you are going to proceed. What you know in your heart, the things that are needed for you to receive the influx of these great light frequencies that will be coming in, specifically starting in this quarter. So in that plan, you have to be conscious. Number one. And number two, it is important that you understand that you are the creator of your life experience. So it's up to you to create that experience in harmony, to use these influxes of light to their highest potential, so that you begin to know yourself as that Christed light. And in that light, it merges with the light of Source in a very unified way and begins to shine in the darkness that remains on Earth through unconscious humanity. Now, since you have done clearing work, you are not affected by those distortions as heavily as some of these unconscious humans. But you contribute to their well-being by shining your light. It is important for you to understand that you not dread this or be fearful of it, because it takes that light, your soul light, to show you any darkness that remains so that it can be altered, changed. The light that shines in the darkness will bring forth more light. It will clear and transform the darkness into light. So you carry that opportunity and ability as you enter this next decade. Have no expectation, because this is a realm, a state of consciousness that you have not navigated in a very long time. So you cannot have expectations. You have to stay present and conscious in the moment. And you have to write down your plan for when you are upset or when the darkness seems to come. It doesn't envelop you. It just shows you a distortion. And all that is needed from you is to shine your light. Shine that Christed light on that distortion and create differently. Say, I am light, radiant light, intensified light. I see that dark fragment. I understand where it emanates from. And I clear that with my light. light coming into me at this very moment. And then pay attention to how you operate every day in your life experience and where correction can be made. So I think it would be a very apropos state and conversation that we have a discussion about what you've noticed since the close of that last quarter of 2019, where a lot of things were finished, completed, patterns let go of, events completed in your life, so that it left you free to experience this new decade with your light and with opportunity to create your life experience in harmony. So now let us begin this conversation, and with any comments or questions that might arise that we can clarify in regards to what we have been talking about. Let's begin with your comments and questions.
There we go. You're on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hello, Michael. Thank you so much for speaking with us tonight.
You're most welcome.
Thank you. I've been curious. I've heard this several times where it's just termed, there'll be opportunities. There'll be opportunities. I'm wondering, can you be more specific about what does opportunities look like? What does that mean?
It means that without you doing anything, you draw to you events or relationships or information that enhance your Christed nature, that help you navigate in that life experience in the calmness and harmony that makes you joyful, helps you to realize the beauty of life, helps you realize choices that you can make along the way to change an outcome and what stands in your way. That's the biggest thing. The opportunity to see clearly anything that stands in your way of exhibiting your perfection. Does that help?
Okay. I guess I'll have to think about that or go back and listen to that explanation. So things like
this is more related to your thoughts and your emotions, because that's how you create. So if you become aware, there's an opportunity for you to be aware that you have a distortion in a thought that is thought consistently, you have the opportunity to create a thought in a way that supports and not detracts from the beauty of who you are, so that you see it clearly.
I see. So the if you say ultimately it's about clearing and discovering who we are and the joy, I think we humans, when we hear the word opportunity, the first thing we think of is like a job opportunity or an opportunity to take a trip.
that may be so. Mm-hmm. But in this first quarter, you will discover that these opportunities, I mean, it could be a trip, it could be a new job opportunity that surfaces unexpectedly that you mm-hmm. know you have to pay attention to. But much of it will be a very subtle, a subtle awareness of, oh, yes, that's a limitation when I think about that on a consistent basis. And then write down what a thought would be that is in the direct opposite of this limiting thought or this limiting emotion.
Mm-hmm.
And practice it when you aren't in the effects of that trigger point.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds like you're also telling us that writing it down, using maybe having pen and paper more available than we have in the past for this first quarter.
Yes. That's what brings forth a new state of consciousness and awareness.
Okay.
You hone your skills.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And it could be something as tangible as an opportunity for a new job that would bring you joy and creativity, or a spiritual trip. It could be a very physical thing that will alter your experience in life.
Okay. Well, I'm excited for opportunities, I'll tell you that much. I hope they come.
Now, here again. Is that limiting or what?
Oh.
I await their arrival.
Okay. So that's a more proactive and welcoming. I await. Because I am excited. So I await their arrival.
I am excited to receive.
Yes.
This potential.
Yes. I'm very excited.
Yeah. There you go. And then you engage that emotion, the emotion,
okay.
And it then draws to you what is needed in that moment because you've got an emotional expression of excitement, of knowing and waiting for its arrival, knowing it is just a moment away.
Mm-hmm. I would say that in closing, I would say that I think 2019 there was a lot going on, but there was also this feeling, I think a lot of doubt started to set in for me and others who I spoke with, as if this really isn't going to happen. There was a lot of doubt at the end of 2019.
Yes, of course. And you will change that in this first quarter. And you will have a new way to experience life that you hadn't expected.
Oh, that's lovely. Thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
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 Hi, thank you, Archangel Michael, for this information this evening. I would like to ask if you could talk a little bit more about the best way to clear out fragments of distortions and how to best hold a positive feeling for if you're trying to create situations of harmony. What are the best ways to just hold that feeling? Because I feel for myself, it's been, even though I know about thoughts and emotions creating your reality, I'm just having a hard time holding this positive feeling, even though I have experienced it at other times in my life. There's something about this period that just feels very difficult.
Well, first of all, I think it's helpful if at the beginning of the day that you set the energy in your body and around your body. And secondly, I think it is helpful, and we've just talked about that, writing down experiences that you have had, say the day before, that limit your ability to hold that beautiful emotion that propels you into a more harmonious state. Secondly, be very aware that when your emotion has shifted into a state of negativity because of a trigger or an event that has happened at the workplace or in a relationship, that change that emotion into a negative emotion. When you are in that state, you, first of all, you cannot maintain that positive feeling of excitement. And so you have to wait until the emotion itself calms down. The emotional body becomes calmer. And that takes time. It may take a day. It may take a week. But limit how you think about that. Limit what your thoughts around that trigger point or that event was that pulled you out of that positive emotion. So practice as often as you can using those positive emotions and being conscious when you feel that, when you're not triggered.
Okay.
So when that feeling of negativity leaves and your emotion is calm, then you can revisit the event. If you applied this emotion of love or this feeling of love and joy, then that helps you to not only remove the distortion, but it will help you in the future when you are triggered because you know that you have a choice in the emotion that you are using at that moment, and it's usually very connected to the thought. So you have a choice of what to feel and what to think. But once you're in it, don't beat yourself up. Don't try to change it. Let it run its course until you are calm. And then be aware when you are triggered with certain distortion. And that will help you maintain that positive emotion throughout the day because you will be aware and very conscious of what will trigger you and create a distortion. It's about staying conscious and applying that love in your heart for yourself. So when you are triggered, you realize that has nothing to do with you. It has to do, if it's in a relationship, with the other person's projection, or it has to do with the energy in the workplace, or whatever it is, and apply that element of love to the situation, the element for yourself, and the minute you do that, your emotion will change. So this is what I'm talking about when I say this first quarter will provide those opportunities for you to see and make those changes.
Thank you so very much. That was very helpful. Thank you.
Thank you for the question.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Yes, hello, Michael.
I really appreciate what you've said to all of us tonight. Excuse me. December was very, very challenging for me. And yet I felt that it was about January 3rd, the energies had shifted tremendously. And I was able to get some clarity on some long-standing issues. But the clearing in December really did take me by surprise. And when you speak about developing a plan for the future, for these first 3 months of 2020, would you suggest basically over, I would say maybe a summary of what we would choose to accomplish, and then just be open and aware as to how things unfold for us or what opportunities come to us versus looking at the first 3 months of like a project management, like this is where I am now and excuse me, this is where I want to be, which is very, very specific.
Yes, so, that would be a very good start. Now, let me caution you here. A lot of people who make a plan, they're very inflexible about that plan, and they judge themselves harshly if they feel they have fallen short. So,
yes.
Pay attention if that arises and don't allow you to fall in that trap. What you're looking for here is to stay conscious, consciously aware of who you are as a being of light. You were created in the light and the love of your source. Always keep that in the forefront of your consciousness. And when there are distortions that surface, stay out of judgment. Just say, I see that. And then that is part of your plan. How do I change this distortion? How do I think about this differently? What is the thought that would replace this thought in this distortion? And then start to practice using that thought. And when it surfaces, the negativity surfaces, pay attention. Oh, there you are again. I see you. I have a choice because I am light. This is the most valuable asset you have, is to consciously be aware. I am light, radiant light. My light shines in the darkness and transmutes it into light. There is a prayer, it's called Kutumi's Prayer, that was channeled some years back by Mark Prophet. And you can locate it on the internet. And it is a very valuable prayer to help you in these transitory times into this new decade. Because it is an affirmation, when said daily, consciously, it reminds you who you are and what is occurring in your life. Your light has shown up that distortion, so consciously you see it and you are able to dismiss it and not recreate it.
Well, that's very valuable, and I truly appreciate it. I've completed the course in Mastering Alchemy, and it really took me by surprise just how much was coming up to be cleared and at the levels things were coming up. And the fact that you're confirming that this energy is different and that it is here and that it's going to be very supportive of us is, I just can't thank you enough. Because many of us have been waiting for decades, really, to have these energies arrive. So, thank you, Michael.
You are very welcome. Now, keep in mind, dear one, the hard work you've done, you've cleared the major distortion. What you're seeing now are fragments. They're very easy. You don't have to go through all of that hard work. You just say, I see it, and it no longer holds me in bondage because I am light. That simple. And then monitor your thoughts and your feelings around that. Don't let it rule your life. Love yourself as you are loved. And that in itself will be a great asset to you.
Well, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Michael?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have a question about interaction with not-so-awakened, the third-dimensional people, that when I'm staying calm and happy sometimes, for example, my sister seems to be irritated or watching me doesn't calm her down. Actually, it does the opposite. And then so a situation like that and or other new encounters with people that I say or do may upset them in a way that is it also helping them, or is it something that I should totally avoid, or is there any suggestions or advice for that?
Well, it's always helpful to monitor your environment. So if you are in a relationship that is very negative and it brings you down and you're not able, they are not able, it's not you aren't, but they are not able to receive the gift of love and light that you are giving. Not so much in what you say, it's the energy that you transmit from the very core of your being, from your sacred heart. And if you aren't able to alter that environment vibration with your light, then if it's bringing you down, avoid it. And with family, that's a little difficult. So don't avoid them per se, but limit the time you spend with them.
Yes.
And don't try to change them, but just transmit your light and your love. Transmit that love from your heart to their heart. Say nothing, but just give them love.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
Okay, we have a question that was sent in prior to the our session this evening that obviously the person could not be here. So they have said or asked, in the last few sessions, the archangels mentioned the change happening to our inner body as we evolved into fifth dimension. Could you shed a bit more light on that, please, and how would you explain the meaning of going through a serious disease? Thank you. Love and light.
Well, first of all, many of you realize that not only are you bringing in a new state of consciousness into your awareness, that you are required to be more conscious, to be in that Christed vibration. But there's something else here. In the last few years, you have been told to change the vibration your vibration. Bring in more light. Bring in more love. Alter that vibration that you carry. Begin to absorb all of the light frequencies being sent from the realm, the creative realms of source, and begin to influence yourself and your consciousness with more light, more refined states of vibration within your consciousness. But this also applies to your body. This body that you came into this life experience with is a third dimensional body. It doesn't have a very refined vibration to it. And when it came into this realm, it was functioning at a very low light vibration. So not only are you increasing your consciousness and your conscious awareness of who you are as a divine being of light, but you are also required to upgrade the human body so that it begins to function at the light frequency and the vibration of fifth dimension. And that's not an easy, this has never been done. Ever. So it is very challenging because not only are you amplifying your consciousness and being able to recognize who you are as that divine being, but you are also asked to upgrade that third dimensional body so that it vibrates and radiates light at that fifth dimensional level. So what is needed here? What is needed is for you to not only be conscious every day, but begin to engage your body in this consciousness so that it begins to follow your consciousness. Your body is very dependent on your thoughts, your emotions, and your energy that you are creating in your energy field, a coherent light frequency, a coherent energy of light and vibration. So when you start to work with the chakra system, upgrading that, removing any distortion, you are showing the body to follow your consciousness. And when the body begins to respond to where you have more health or more awareness, that continues. And this is what upgrades as you increase your consciousness and you show the way for the body to begin to follow that consciousness. It begins to be altered and it begins to take on more light and a more harmonious vibration. So that brings us to the distortion of serious disease. This has nothing to do with that. It has something to do with the upgrading of the body into fifth dimension. But it is not the cause of that disease. The disease is caused by repetitive thoughts and emotions that put stress on the human body in certain organs. Now, those diseases, many of them, come from your genetic lineage. So don't judge yourself harshly because there's a lot at play here that you have no awareness of nor control over. You took on this body, this lineage, to make a difference as you evolved your consciousness and altered your body. But some of those distortions have been in that lineage for generations, and it is not your job to clear certain parts of them. Your job is to clear the distortion that relates to your body's inability to function in health and well-being
by removing the stress point in the body system that cause disease. So not only do you have to pay attention to the body's anomalies and disease through different therapies, a lot of times the body needs help physically through different technologies that are within the medical community, but they also need energetic interferences through the light, through sound, and through your meridian system. Different meridian places, points that have to, that need help from you by influxing light, by putting pressure on them and interjecting light or sound currents. So there's a lot at play here as you transmit a consciousness into the body and present the body with the opportunity to be upgraded into fifth dimension. Now, do we have any other comments or questions?
Hi, Archangel Michael. Thank you for speaking with us.
You're very welcome.
I was just, the questions have been so helpful tonight. They're all so, seems like just specifically all the things I needed to hear. But you were just speaking to that last question about there being, having the ability to receive these influx of light and maybe codes or whatever is coming in. So just to get some clarity, it sounds and sometimes feels as if you can just be aware and maybe stop throughout your day and just be aware that if you're focused, that there is like this light streaming down. I just find that when I become aware, even if I'm just driving or sitting down having a cup of tea, I can all of a sudden just in the split second feel like energy coming into my crown and filling my body and sensations of colors. And it's almost as if it's just readily available. Can you speak to that?
Well, it is. And the beauty of it is that you are aware of it, how it comes in through that crown and goes through the body.
Yeah.
Now, here is where you can direct it. Direct that light into parts of your body that could use a little help.
Mm-hmm.
And that way you avert the stresses in the body that cause disease because you are influx, you are receiving it with an open heart, and you are directing it into places that could benefit from its transformation. Your male emotional body, or one of your organs. So there are many benefits of being clear, conscious, aware, receiving that light, being in joy and love for receiving it, and then directing it specifically in places that you know could benefit.
Yeah. Yes, and it seems like it's even gotten a little bit more potent with the beginning of the new year, just from how I would receive it maybe in, say, October. It seems like it's more amplified and it's got more layers to it, maybe like color and occasionally sound. So
it does feel as though for me that it's intensifying, but I hadn't considered it until you just said it. It's just as soon as we want to receive it, just think about it because it's always there. So
yeah. Exactly. So this is why we say that this new decade presents such opportunity for transformation because you have been preparing for it. So you are conscious and aware to receive what is given.
Yes. It's wonderful. Well, perfect. Thank you for that clarification and information. I appreciate it.
You are very welcome.
Hello, you're next on with Archangel Michael. Hello.
Hi, Michael. In your answer to the person who had written in, it reminded me that I had a question related to that. I would say over a recent period of time, I've been understanding just exactly how much we have taken on to come down to Earth, if Earth is down, wherever direction it is, in terms of, like, you know, clearing ancestral patterns and then making the change from 3D to 5D in a physical body. It seems as if we have signed up for a lot. And I was just curious, do you think that for the collective people, it's harder than we thought it was going to be? Or is our non-physical self saying, no problem, we got this? Is this hard? It seems like maybe, I'm just curious. Is that question clear?
Oh, it's very clear. So, yes, your non-physical soul spirit is not an issue.
Okay.
Then you get into the human body.
Yeah.
In the womb. And all of a sudden, your consciousness disappears. And you are in third dimension. You don't remember who you are. You don't remember that you have unlimited resources of light and love. Because that is part of this third dimensional state of the body and the consciousness of the body. It is a consciousness of separation and fear. So as you enter that body, you have forgotten it all as you come from the realm of Source. And everything looked so clear and so easy. But in that denseness, it is not easy. It is a difficult path that you are very prepared to take, even though it's been rough. For many of you. And we are amazed, beloved. You can do what we cannot do because you have the body. We do not. We are here to guide, to love you, to give you light. But you are the worker bees. You are doing the actual transformation of that human body into light. And yes, it is very difficult. But you're on your way. You're on your way. You've done a lot.
That's very validating. Thank you very much.
You are very welcome.
Hello. Hi. So my question seems to be morphing at warp speed here as I'm listening to everyone else. And so a couple of things are arising. As we kind of reorient the way that our minds have and our thought has been molded and cultivated through the school system and so on. And so we have this general default of achieving comes through doing. And yet, as we interface with a more refined awareness and consciousness, those fragments that you're speaking of, anomalies or distortions, are just bits of separation consciousness that are keeping us away from our unity. Is that?
Yes, that's accurate.
Yeah, and so just sort of as we clear, it's very subtle, but yet it's kind of a new state of being, and so that old notion of doing things to accomplish things is falling away. Would that be accurate? In fifth dimension,
it is to a level. Now, there are things that you have to do in a clearing process. There are things that you can do to help the body. The main thing is for you, as that individual soul, to be aware of you as that beautiful light that is coming into the Earth's realm. But you already are that. You carry that. But your consciousness was limited. But as your conscious awareness grows and you stay aware, then you can direct, as we've been talking about in the two previous callers, direct those energies into the body to help the body consciousness upgrade. So it's kind of being the light, being who you are, and recognizing that and being in that state every single day before you begin your day. Recognize who you are and love yourself for the beauty that you are.
And so we're becoming our own leadership and guidance mechanism in our everyday world.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Does our soul spirit?
You are a powerful creator in form. You can't change that form without being in it and being present in it, in that more refined frequency of consciousness,
yeah.
And then directing it to where it's needed, because you are a creator of change.
No. I was finding my body wasn't tolerating the holiday foods and so on. Even if it's one glass of wine a year, my body didn't seem to want to know about that. So it's been kind of a big shift to just come into a place of harmony and ease with the body and drink a cup of tea, you know, that, and I could feel almost the appreciation.
Yeah, because you've gotten back on track.
Yeah.
And you can love yourself. You love yourself. So you brought yourself back to the vibration and the frequency where you needed to be. It was just a holiday trip into the chaos.
It was delicious at the moment, but
Of course it is. That's why you're in a human body. You love experiencing every bit of it.
Yeah. And yoga and Tai Chi, Qigong, those activities are really, I find, nourishing my body. And interacting with people that are also appreciating those forms, you know, of activity. There's a social aspect to that as well, which is a nice environment to be creating going into the new year.
Absolutely.
The soul spirit
nurtures yourself every day.
Yeah. Does soul spirit ever get exasperated with with our physical, it never ever happens.
No, that's the human part of that fragmented mental emotional body that gets exasperated. No, the soul and the spirit. The spirit is the perfection of who you are as divine. And the soul is the vehicle to experience different modalities of form and non-form. But that perfection of your spirit never gets exasperated because it knows itself intimately.
I'm enjoying the intimacy. Thank you.
You are very welcome. Anyone else that has a question or a comment, we can take one more before we begin to close our session. Well, beloved, if we are complete, we will close evening's gathering in gratitude for being together as great beings of light and knowing our capability as beings of light to alter any distortion that remains. I thank you for receiving me this evening, and we look forward to our next gathering. Blessings, beloved. Blessings.